We're going to sing a song, Praise to the Man, something you think you're all familiar with. But in the early days of the church, it was not sung to the same tune that we know it by today. We're going to use the same exact harmony that was used in the 1830s for this song. The actual tune came out of an old songbook called Southern Harmony. The harmonies are rather archaic, violates every rule of harmony in the book, parallel fifths, parallel beats, voices crossing over each other, but it's still very, very interesting sound. Okay.
Praise to the man who can you with Jehovah, Jesus anointed and prophet and seer. Blessed to open the last dispensation, King shall extol him in nations revere. Hear to the prophet the sender to heaven, traitors and tyrants now fight him in vain. Mingling with gods he can fly for rebellion, death cannot conquer that evil again. Praise to his memory, he died as a martyr, honored and blessed, he deserved a great name. Long shall his blood, which was shed by assassins, cleave unto him, for the earth was his fame. Hail to the prophet, the beggar to heaven, traitors and tyrants now fighting in vain. Bring with God, he can plan for his brethren, death cannot conquer the evil again.
Hello.
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 Hello, we welcome you today.
Hello.
Hello. We're glad you came our way to share with us the holiday and be our friends in a very special way.
We, the three sisters, are up here for a very special occasion.
Sorry.
Do you know one of our favorite sisters that we've all grown up with, right, sisters?
Yes, yes.
Barbie has reached 40 this year. Barbie, we all love her, don't we? Don't we all love her?
Yeah.
In some way, deep down inside, we love Barbie. She's been an example and a model to all of us. And I want to tell you, we have special Mormon Barbies with us today. And not to be a little sexist, we do have Ken, too.
Yeah, fabulous from Ken.
Fabulous. Okay, so we are just going to introduce our first Barbies for you. And this is the All Barbie, All the Time Mormon Shopping Network. So call in with your orders. But don't delay, they go quickly. Here we go.
Oh, it's so fast, it's just scary, isn't it?
This doesn't reach.
No, we can just stand still,
okay.
Can't we? Okay, is the camera getting this? This is so great.
My personal favorite.
She's brand new. She's real. She's available. Who is she? She's BYU cheerleading Barbie. Modern young womanhood for all of us today. You know, her ACT scores were 34. She can jump, she can cheer, and she types the term papers for the football team.
What is that 34 for? But to type quickly and efficiently.
You know, she can use those high-tech skills to put her hub through grad school. Let's hear it for BYU Barbie!
There you go. She'll go fast.
That's right.
Okay, now where are we?
There we go.
This is a special one. One of my favorites.
Now, unfortunately, life doesn't always go exactly as we plan. And, you know, former BYU cheerleader Barbie is now Bishop Storehouse Barbie. Sadly, her technical skills didn't quite keep up with her reproductive skills.
It happened.
Now, to earn some extra money, she took in some daycare so she can have the little children and spend some quality time with her own kids in her own home. Barbie still
Well, he wasn't sure which one it was.
You know, this Barbie still finds time to serve as the nursery leader and just enough pocket change for the peroxide that keeps her looking forever young.
Absolutely. We love her, Storehouse Barbie.
That's right. She'll go quickly, too, because a lot of us relate. There we go. Bishop Storehouse Barbie.
Yes,
we only have 23.
That's right.
Now, number three, item number three is Ken. It's one of our Kens here.
Oh, yes.
Cougar eat Ken.
There he is. There he goes. And he has, if you just push this little button, he goes, I had a revelation. I had a revelation.
And then, it's funny how he had that revelation when he saw a Britney Spears lookalike from California.
Yes. And as he confesses later, I had a burning. Okay, it wasn't in the bosom.
That's the
there we can go.
Now, our next one probably would have a few problems with Cougar Eat Kim. This is our feminist Barbie, and we heard a little bit about feminist Barbie.
There is feminist,
is she? That's her.
Okay.
Feminist Barbie, we heard a little bit about her earlier today with the joke, how many feminists does it take to change a light bulb?
That's not funny.
That's right. Well, here we go. We have a Barbie for everyone.
That's right. That's so not the Barbie.
Fast. All right, our fifth one. Where is she? This is 7th East Press BYU Honors Program Barbie. Okay? Knowing that she's among the elite of the elite, BYU Honors Barbie is a Democrat, a Greenpeace card holder, a political activist, and she cares about the environment.
Go figure.
She's often found hiking up Mount Timpanogos, and she was thrilled to find out that this year's D.C. Sunstone Symposium convened at the same time as the demonstrations taking place downtown for the World Bank and the IMF.
Right? She went to both. Just dropped in.
Cycles and riots. It just doesn't get better than this.
But she still has big hair.
That's right. Poor Barbie, trying to meet the busy demands of being a full-time wife, mother, and primary president has taken a toll on Sister Barbie. She found herself sobbing in Bishop Woody's office. After really not knowing what to do with Sister Barbie, she being the primary president
of Wait, just a second. Pray about it. Read the scriptures. Pray about it. Read the scriptures.
Have children. He decided to refer her to the shrink foreman, Sister Marlene Payne, right here in our own area.
Right in the here.
And Barbie's now on a strong series of Zoloft and doing much better.
Zoloft Barbie.
That's right. Zoloft Barbie. Now, our next one we are so excited about. You know, with the Gladys Knight conversion a few years ago? Well, not to be outdone, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir now has a wonderful new face.
From
Motown to Motab. She's Sister Mormon Tabernacle Choir Camera Focus Barb.
For the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, she walked in and didn't even have to sing. She was chosen. She had some special quality. I don't know what it was.
I don't either. I mean, my gosh,
look at her. She's great at singing. Great.
Let's give her a hand.
I know there's only one of her, so I'll take her down.
Okay.
Now, you know, the kids need some toys to play with, too. I mean, us adults can't have all the fun, can we now? So we've developed an action figure line for the kids to play with. Now, we've got Nephi.
Arnold Freer can.
Prophet, seer, and bodybuilder. We were playing with this guy before, and what did he do?
It's Lord of the Book of Mormon and Dan! Dan Nephi!
That's nice! So, what a bargain. Two for one. Lord of the Dance, Lord of the Scriptures.
Great.
All right.
Arnold Freeberg can.
Now, the next line is my personal favorite. This is called the Many Wives of Joseph Smith Barbie line. Now, our first, let's take a look at Joseph.
Let's just say Joseph goes first, okay?
Joseph goes first. Yes. Look at the happy expression on his face. He's thinking about that new revelation, isn't he?
Only you get them all the time.
That's right.
Why don't you show us, Emma?
Okay, and here's Emma.
Of course, the first wife.
Yes, and let's see. Here she goes. Look, I push your button.
Love at home. Love at home. In the morning forever.
With a RW, if you can't show
him.
We don't like Emma.
Oh, and here's Emma, and she meets her friend.
Her best friend.
Eliza Arno.
Yay! Okay, let's go down to the cellar and get some rutabaga. No, turnips! I'll say my turnips off!
That's not a problem for the That's right. And this one is a cute little gal that also happened to be living right in the Nauvoo home of Joseph and Emma.
It was convenient.
Yes.
Economical, that's Mormonism.
That's right. This is my personal favorite. Can you tell her name?
No.
We think she was also living in the home of Joseph and Emma in Nauvoo. I think her name was Mary Elizabeth Rollins Leitner.
Got a little younger there.
That's right. And finally, our last wife of Joseph. And once again, there aren't any records that tell us her name, so you can just make one up on your own. It's so much fun. Now, we want to cover all of our Mormon markets, and so we've got a fundamentalist Ken.
Fundamentalist Ken.
Here he is.
Oh, here he is.
Now, okay. Where does he live?
Oh, Hurricane.
Hurricane! That's right. And look, he's got the armor.
I protect my family. I protect. Hey, what? Get out and fight! Get the rifles! Come on!
Now, this fundamentalist Ken still believes in blood atonement, the Adam God theory, and celestial marriage.
Gotcha. There you go.
Okay, now we come to sixth semester freshman, gender confused Ken. Confused Ken showed up for his electroshock therapy at the BYU there a few weeks ago, dressed up in this cute little number.
But look, it all matches.
It is.
Right? The little purse that goes with it. There's so many things you can do with it.
It is, and look at that happy look on his face. He's just happy to be here.
Hours of fun. You can exchange the wardrobe between the
body. Put it in water and just go, eh, eh.
There's many of us. Many of us dread, not getting married, or maybe we're divorced. We're getting into that age of our lives when they don't just go to the regular wards anymore. And we've seen a few people like this. This is special interest Ken.
Ken, Lauren dancing 26 times.
You know what I said about him, okay? Now we have adult Aaronic priesthood. What do we call him?
Oh, yeah.
I hope they call me on a mission.
Not.
What is that?
He lives in his parents' basement.
Yeah. He has plans to start up an internet company.
Uh-huh. Here we go.
But meanwhile, he participates in Nintendo tournaments. And he plans to sell his Star Trek memorabilia collection to start up that company there on his own. Now, the latest book he's read is the autobiography.
Prospective Elder. That's right. Prospective Elder.
That's right.
There we go.
He's read a book about that WWF guy, Rock.
And that's the only
literate. And have we missed anybody?
Well, all yeah. There we go.
Wah, wah, wah!
We saved the best for last. Anyway, I like playing with this one. Let me see.
This is actually a guy. He's NYU College at Hawaii, kid.
Yeah.
What?
Oh! No, we do have a name for him. I forgot. We didn't read the package.
Oh!
Repent and get sent.
That's it.
While waiting for that letter from the first presidency,
sending him on that mission.
What
are you saying?
Hey, enjoy yourself till the letter comes. Hey, how do you say party in Mandarin? Please.
I know, we have been a little light-minded here. But, as Chieko Osaki would say, brighten up everyone!
Thank you for suffering through.